Beginning now a new series of Limud and Chayves Halavav Shar HaBitachon that we introduced after the release of Rav Shalom Mordechai Rabashkin from prison, where it was very clear that his success in being able to walk out of the prison with such emunah bitachon was the Sefer Shar HaBitachon, the Sefer Chayves Halavav Shar HaBitachon. And therefore, we are going to start a series of short shiurim in the limud of Shar HaBitachon. And the purpose is to learn the Sefer of Chayves HaLevavos, and that this should be a springboard for the people who are listening to learn it themselves, chazer over what the Chayves HaLevavos says, because his words and this Sefer, Bechlal, but especially the Shar HaBitachon, which we're focusing on, is an ikur in life. And it will hopefully, Be'ezus Hashem, give us a lot of siyata d'shmaya in strengthening our emunah and bitachon, and we'll see how that is so important for our daily life. Understanding who the Sefer Chayves HaLevavos is, before we begin, the Sefer was written by a Rishon, Rabbeinu Bachyai, not the same one who wrote on Chumash, a different one. In fact, Rabbeinu Bachyai, who wrote on Chumash, actually does quote the Chayves HaLevavos in his Sefer, so it's clearly not the same person. And he wrote it in Arabic. a little bit after he lived, there was a Yid named Rabbi Yehuda Ibn Tibayin, who lived in the 1100s, and he translated the Arabic into Lashon HaKodesh. And the Lashon HaKodesh is a little bit hard to read and understand. And about 50 years ago, there was a Yid in Yerushalayim, Reb Pinchas Lieberman, who made a translation on the translation, so to speak, called the Lev Toiv. And we are going to be reading from the Lev Toiv. However, there are times we're going to look into the Rabbi Yehuda Ibn Tibayin's translation as well, because there are certain phrases in the Chayves HaLevavos that are like famous phrases or phrases a person has to keep in mind, and in the original Lashon HaKodesh they are much more powerful and sometimes didn't get exactly translated into the Lev Toiv in the original form. I'm also going to point out that a lot of the shiurim are going to be based on the shiurim of Harav Osher Zalig Rubinstein, Zichrona Livracha, who was in Cleveland a few times, many times, actually, and I've heard him speak, and I spoke to him, and his shiurim on Chayves HaLevavos, Shar HaBitachon, were just published in a sefer called Wings of Faith, Lev Erez, and a lot of what we're going to talk about is going to be based on his shiurim, because it's kedai to read the Sefer, learn the Sefer. It's really, really enlightening and a lot of chizuk. To understand the Sefer Chayves HaLevavos, this is Shar HaBitachon, is the Shar HaRevi. It's the fourth of 10 gates that the Chayves HaLevavos broke his Sefer up into. And the way the Sefer works is that there's the Hakdama to the Sefer, which the Chayves HaLevavos wrote, and why he printed the Sefer. Then the Shar HaYichud. Shar HaYichud is coming to a conclusion that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Ribbono Shel Olam, is the Borei Olam, and that is a philosophical discussion which the consensus of the Gedolim is not to learn Sefer Shar HaYichud. It's not for our times. Then there's Shar HaBechina, and Shar HaBechina is also an unbelievable Shar where he shows how you could see HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the whole Bria, through your fingers, through your hands, through the world around you, and be Makir Toiv, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the nisim and all the niflois that he's done in the Bria. And that brings you to the next shahr. Once you see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a meitiv, it brings you to the next shahr of Shahr Avodas Halakim. Once you realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a meitiv, then your natural chiyuv, your natural obligation would be, since you appreciate his kindness, you want to serve him. Once you're in the shahr Avodas Halakim, then you come into the fourth shahr, and the fourth shahr is the Shahr HaBitachon. And here, the Chayvas HaLevavos explains how important Bitachon is for an Oved Halakim. So, since we're going to try to keep these shiurim between 5 and 10 minutes a day, so we are just going to now begin the beginning of Shahr HaRavi, Shahr HaBitachon. So, says the Chayvas HaLevavos, Amar HaMechaber, Hayul uveyarnu b'shara kaidem es chiyuv kabbalas avoides olikim. Since we explained in the previous shahr the obligation of one accepting on himself serving Hashem, as we said, as with the understanding from Shahr HaBechina of all the toivos HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us, it's mechayev us to be mekabel avodas halakim. Matzasi nochin lahasmich elov es hadavar. I saw fit, says the mechaber, to put next to it es hadavar shehu nochutz loivad halakim yisporach yoyser mikol advarim. So the Chayvas HaLevavos says that the most important thing, the davar shehu nochutz mikol advarim, the most important quality that an oved Hashem has to have is behu habitachin belikim bechol inyanei adam, and that is having bitachin in Hashem bechol inyanei adam in all matters. Bipnei sheyesh boi tayelis gedayla, he says the reason is because bitachin in Hashem has a direct impact, has a tayelis gedayla. Hein la'asoga shleimus b'teira v'avodas Hashem, it has a direct impact on his Torah and his avodas Hashem. Behein la'asogas oisher v'simcha b'olam hazeh, and also in his happiness in this world as well, in his feeling oisher, fortunate and simcha and happiness in this world, bitachon is the davar hanochutz l'chol hadvarim. So Rav Rubenstein says, he's going to summarize the Chayvas HaLevavos by saying that nobody on planet Earth is happy unless they have bitachin. That's the message of the Chayvas HaLevavos. Money, fame, all these things cannot bring happiness. The only thing that can bring happiness is bitachin. And bitachin applies to every aspect and every facet of a person's life. Clearly, the Chayvas HaLevavos says it's not only in Ruchnius, it's in Gashmius as well. It's in Shleimus, in Hasoga, in Hasoga Shleimus Ba'Teira Ba'Avodas Hashem, and at the same time, Hasoga Soyisher V'Simcha Ba'Olam Hazeh. That capsulizes a person's world. There's the world of Teira and Avodas Hashem, and then there's the world of Olam Hazeh, which of course they interact with each other, but the Chayvas HaLevavos says that the greatest thing a person needs to have, the davar hanochutz loivad alikim, is bitachin, and that is why after Shahr Avodas Halakim is why he now goes on to Shahr HaBitachin, and Be'ezus Hashem we will continue next time.